Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Samba, 2, 3, 4!
Hello! Good evening!
Hello.
And welcome!
Hi!
Welcome.
It's time for us to have a lovely time. We'll sing lots of songs and we'll smile at each other. We love everyone here like a child loves its mother. Ben loves the bassist and Will loves the drummer. Mark loves the trumpet and Joe loves his trumpet. And there's also a pianist. What's your name? It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Sexy Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. Hello. Yes, hello.
Bonjour.
And welcome to the Horn Section Podcast. It's the start of the episode. You've chosen to listen to us, and both we and you hope that's not a decision you'll regret. This noise is going straight into your head right now. Is it good noise? Let's make it good noise. Billy, hello, mate.
Hello.
Play your bass in a magical way. Oh, it is good noise. Oh. Oh, it is good.
Can you do that beginning bit again, Alex? But say "live to regret."
Oh, not really.
It would have sounded really good.
I can do it if you want.
Whilst Alex is, whilst Will's tuning up.
I hope that's not a decision you'll live to regret.
Oh wow!
Yeah, that's dramatic.
That was really cool.
Oh, it is good noise. You've chosen to listen to good noise, so let's throw some percussion in. Here it comes. Oh, wow. This noise is nice noise. You've made such a good noise choice. Noise choice. Is that the tinkling of a piano I hear? No, it's the trumpet. Shut up. It's the trumpet. Beautiful. Oh, you definitely won't regret tuning into this podcast.
Music.
It's like a river or a painting or some cheese or a horse. It's magnificent, magnificent. And here comes the piano. Like gentle rain on a summer's day. Like milk on a bowl of Cocoa Pops. Like a lick of paint on a dirty door. Boy, this sounds good. You, listener, have excellent taste in sound. And now let's stop the music. Let's open the door and let's let Big Daddy Saxophone walk into the room and blow us all away with his booming, sensual sounds. Chill, man. Hi, everyone. Will, you had a gig in a church this weekend. How did that go?
Very good, thanks.
Yeah?
Yep.
He was a special guest, wasn't he?
Oh, I saw it in the programme notes. Yeah, special guest, Will Collier. Yeah.
Yep.
What did you? What sort of pieces did you play?
I was playing something by Arvo Pärt. Or Pärt.
I went to school with his children.
Did you?
Yep. Michael and Emmanuel. Mm-hmm. Well, not school, college.
Was it tricky? Was it tricky music?
Well, I mean, I had to play two notes.
Two notes.
And there was no one in the venue who was not aware that I was the worst musician on stage.
Everyone knew you were shit.
Did you play the two wrong, both notes wrong?
I played them right, but...
the wrong time.
With a scratchy tone, let's say.
Right, here we go. One word at a time. Let's say how we're doing and what the horn section means to us. Ben?
Good. Happiness.
Mark?
Fine. Profitability.
Joe?
Was it? What the horn section?
How are you and what the horn section means to you?
Joyful and joyful.
Eddie?
Optimistic and dreamy.
I'm the same, optimistic and dreamy. Yep. And Willip?
I was going to say the same as well.
Optimistic and dreamy. Now I ended with you, Will, because I wanted to talk to you about something again. Your room is a bloody mess, but also you've been helping me with my computer recently, and I wondered if you could help our listeners out too. Do you have any computer tips, mate?
I sure do.
Computer shortcuts. Did you know Command-Shift-T brings up the tab you closed most recently?
Command-Shift-T, Command-Shift-T.
brings up the tab you closed most recently. Command-Shift-T, Command-Shift-T brings up the tab you closed most recently.
Okay, thanks, Will. You're top of the pops and no mistake. And we'll have more computer tips on the podcast soon. So, Ed, what do you want to do now?
Oh, I wouldn't mind playing a game.
No, you want to play... Oh, you do, yes, correct. Yes, you do want to play a game called Boy Oh Boy Oh Boy Band, and you want Ben to sing the theme tune.
I certainly do.
Here we go.
Is it Welsh?
Give me my backing music, maestro.
Yes.
How are you going to fit the lyrics to that?
Welcome to...
Boy oh boy oh boy band, boy oh boy oh boy band.
Yes.
Band oh boy oh boy oh boy oh boy band.
In this game, I'm going to describe a music band that are made up of boys or former boys. Sorry. You need to guess which band I'm describing.
Sorry, can you say that again, Alex?
In this game, I'm going to describe a music band that are made up of boys or former boys, and you need to guess which band I'm describing.
Sorry. Boys Own?
Please, can we have some heavenly music under the first one? Please, some heavenly music. I don't mind which pianist plays it. Okay, so shout your name when you think you know it.
Will.
Who do you think it is, Will?
Backstreet Boys.
You're locked out.
Now, how long is he locked out for?
I'll put a clock on it.
Okay, not rounds.
20 seconds he's locked out for. So there's a guy with medium-length curly hair. He's wearing quite nice clothes. Smart, but quite cool. Oh, he's with another guy who's also smart, but his hair is shorter.
Mark.
Yes, Mark.
Il Divo.
No, you're locked out for 20 seconds. You can come back in at 33. And there's another...
Ed.
Yes, Ed.
NSYNC.
No, you're locked out till 40 seconds has gone. You're back in, Will. And there's another guy who looks pretty similar to the second guy. Two of them have got baseball caps on. One of them has sunglasses on. You're back in...
Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Kid and Play.
No, you're locked out till 52.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Backstreet Boys.
You're locked out till 55. One of them has...
Mark.
Yes, Mark.
New Kids on the Block.
No, you're locked out till 1 minute. One of them has quite a lot of chains around his neck. One of them is wearing a baseball jacket. One
Ed.
Of, yes, Ed.
Boys to Men.
No, you're locked out till 1 minute 10. Yes, Will.
E17.
No, you're locked out till 1 minute 12. One of them is wearing a hoodie. One has a smart buttoned shirt. They're doing gestures with their hands and smiling.
Mark.
Yes, Mark. That's the
Blue.
End of the description.
Blue.
No, it's not a boy band. It's a band that has some boys in it or former boys.
Blazing Squad.
No, so I'll just...
Joe Goldie looking chain.
Sunglasses. No, chains around the neck, though. So, yeah, baseball jacket, hoodie. Quite smart shirt, remember?
The A-team.
Three of them in the band. That's quite crucial.
Oh.
And this picture was taken 20 years ago. No. No.
Ross.
And no, none of you got it. It's...
Ghostbusters.
Beastie Boys. That was the Beastie Boys I was describing.
Oh.
Okay. So next up, boys in the title, has it?
Your favourite band, Will, isn't it?
Over there, can we have some Southern Hemisphere music, please, from you two? Southern Hemisphere music. We now know how the game works. Southern Hemisphere music, please.
I'm not sure I do know how the game works.
I'm describing a band. You've got to guess who it is by okay. listening to it.
And it's a boy band, right?
No, it's a band featuring boys or former boys.
Okay.
Here we go. And we're starting the clock now. There's a guy with longish hair, dark, quite a pointy nose. There's another guy wearing a hat. And quite long curly hair underneath the hat.
Will.
That was Will first.
Guns N' Roses.
No, you're locked out till 34. Ben, are you still going to guess?
Yeah, Eagles.
No, you're locked out till 38. There's a third guy with grey hair, medium length. He's smiling and has a good chin. And there's a fourth guy with quite an odd mouth and medium length brown hair. There are no more guys. They've all got old faces. They're wearing dark suits, some with T-shirts, some with shirts.
Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Status quo.
You're locked out till 58 seconds. They're all pretty thin. They're all wearing sunglasses.
Ed.
Yes, Ed.
Madness.
You're locked out. Like, they've got long hair. You're not listening to the details. You're
no.
locked out to 1 minute 5. They've all got quite wattly necks. And the fourth guy with the funny mouth is puffing his cheeks out. No, that was a Rolling Stones. Next one.
Wattily next.
Yeah, they're getting harder, unfortunately, for you. This time I'd like some strongman music from you, a bass. Strongman music. Okay, two guys this time. One's wearing a Fred Perry T-shirt.
Mark.
Yes, Mark?
Madness.
It's not Madness. You're locked out.
Ed.
Yes, Ed?
Blur.
No, it's not Blur. You've got to remember to listen to the details. There's only two people in this band.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Pet Shop Boys.
No. Good guess. The first good guess. But you're locked out.
Wham.
No, it's not Wham. One of them has white skin and long white hair. One of them has white skin and short grey hair. White long-haired guy has a bit of a beard now, but he didn't used to, and his long hair used to be dark brown, but still long, and it's a bit wavy. They've got serious faces.
Mark.
Yes, Mark.
Tears of Fears.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
They're wearing name badges. They're called Kurt and Roland.
Wow.
Thank God.
Penultimate one. Woodland.
You don't roll the curtains. You roll blinds, don't you?
I don't understand you.
You did curtain rollings.
Wow.
What were their names?
Oh, Kurt and Roland. Yeah. Oh, right. Yes. Woodland music, please. And I'd just like the trumpet and the piano to play the woodland music, please. The penultimate one. 1-0 to Mark. Okay, here we go. Yes. So, this guy's got an earring. He's all alone. He's also got a little goatee. And sort of manly stubble now, but definitely he used to be the owner of a big old handlebar moustache at one point. He's got big sunglasses. Yes, Ed?
Queen.
It's a one-person band.
Oh, I'm playing music.
Right, you're locked out till 52. He's got big sunglasses and a big necklace.
Brian Adams.
He's got he had a big old handlebar moustache at one point. You're locked out till 1 minute. He's got very loose-fitting clothing. He's got braids.
I don't think we should be locked out because it makes the game go on longer.
Great long braids. He's got a tight chin.
Ooh.
He's thin all over. You're all back in. He's over 6'3" and thin. He's got a big old smile.
Joe, Billy Ocean.
No. He's wearing loose-fitting
Mark,
clothing. Yes,
thin,
Mark.
Thin Lizzy.
No.
He play guitar.
He looks like a 52-year-old. He's smoking a spliff. He looks a little bit like a doggy.
Snoop Dogg.
It is Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
Handlebar moustache.
He had a handlebar moustache at
he
one
did.
Point.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Right, final one. Yeah. Final one. And for this one, I need some crunk. It's a subgenre of southern hip hop. Crunk, please. It emerged in the early 90s. Gained a mainstream success during the early to mid 2000s. A bit of crunk, please.
No one will notice.
Yeah. Okay, and the final round is triple points, so whoever wins this wins.
Oh, cool.
I'm looking at these guys in their prime, and I can tell you, they're hunks. They're all wearing matching trousers and jackets, and nothing under their jackets except for body hair. They're all showing beautiful teeth.
Mark, Bee Gees.
It is the Bee Gees! 5-0, nil, nil, nil.
Nil.
Only one of them is still alive.
If you weren't here, that would have been really awful, wouldn't it? No one would have got any of them.
Yes, yes. As it was, it wasn't really
but
awful.
The rest of the podcast would have been better.
I thought Ben was pretty good, though, innit, Ben?
You did you?
Stepped up to the mark.
Oh, thanks for that. I appreciate that.
You didn't
that.
Do anything good guest-wise, but music-wise, number uno. Oh. My opinion.
Number uno.
Appreciate that.
Just
appreciate
my opinion.
That. Appreciate that very much. That's filled my bucket.
Well, I like you.
Really?
In more ways than one.
How much?
Two.
So three ways. Yeah. Three ways.
Yeah. Kunk. Okay.
No, I just think you're doing really well.
Well,
stick with it.
Kunk.
I'm
sorry, Will. I was just saying to Ben, I think stick with it.
And kunk. Yes.
Ben. Sorry, Will.
What?
Kunk.
What's he talking about?
I don't know. I just think, honestly, you look great. Your
Thank
hair's
you.
Nice.
Kunk. Well, I had it cut. Well, shut up.
Kunk.
Will.
What?
Kunk.
What?
Kunk.
What's he on about? What?
Kunk.
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 What?
Cucumber. Kunk.
What?
Kunk.
What?
Kunk.
What?
Cucumber. Banana. 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 Cucumber. Banana. Banana. Cucumber. Let's talk about fruit.
Yeah!
On the table.
Oh, yeah.
Let's sing about veg.
Woo!
With a label. You can drink your fruit juice straight from a glass. You can shove your fruit juice right up your ass. Paragus. Tomato. Marrow. Potato. Papaya. Avocado. Satsum. Ben.
Yeah. What? What's up?
Well, I just really think, I'm not sure whether this is...
Yeah, what?
Do you think this is really
Celery. It's
inspirational stuff from the backbone of the band there. Genuinely extraordinary. Might be brilliant music. Might be complete dog shit. No one knows. It's a miracle. And the edible jazz goes out to all the kind people who are still donating money on Patreon. Thanks, guys. And the most recent donors are...
Okay. Let's do this. Gratitude. Thank you, Nicola Lawson. Thank you, Jessica Lindquist. Thank you, P.D. And thank you, Greg Knox and Anna Milan. And thank you to Emily Clark, Heather Lenfestine. Thank you, Charlotte Clark. Thank you, Jonas Bush, Dan Flax, Steve Robbins, Pear, and Jennifer Hills. That's right. Thank you, Sander Epping, and Annette Elise Davignon. Exotic, yes, thank you to Jonathan Santore, Steph Kelly, Limited and Comeback, Matt Guest, the cult bus driver and stuntman. Okay, let's keep going. Thank you to Vitortas, and thank you, David Addis, Louise from Gilwayne, hello. Thank you, Slothbird. Thank you, Sarah Grace, Tasha and Tara Anderson, and Catherine Burke, and Rune Flint. Aries. Thank you, Cat Quigley. Thank you, Peter Cook. Not that one. Thank you, Georgia Irvine. Presumably not that one. Thank you, Andy Napolitano. Oh, Andy Napolitano. Thank you. Thank you, Ad Brearley. And Liam Taylor. And Kay. And Will Wolsey Brown. Thank you, Droopy.
Thanks, Droopy.
Thank you, Andrew Fox. Thank you, Daniel Flanagan. And thank you, Purple Strawberry. And stop.
Okay, so let's hear from the trumpeter. Hi, Joe.
Hiya.
Hey. Hey, big guy.
Yep.
What's rocking your world at the moment? And that's Joe's internal monologue.
Bunk beds.
Oh yeah, you've got bunk beds, haven't you?
Yep.
You have to rearrange the house.
It's like getting a new house.
That's why you couldn't do anything today.
Right. You should get bed bugs in your bunk beds.
Oh yeah, we should. Yeah.
If you want. Any good TV recommendations, Joe? Bunk beds.
Ooh, fantastic fungi.
Oh. What's that?
It's a programme about mushrooms.
Okay.
I've seen it.
And what would you say is your best thing?
Mushrooms.
Meanwhile, to my right, we have a pianist. Hey, Ed, do you remember the song Put Your Trousers in the Washer When They're Dirty?
I remember of it, yes.
We sang it for 4 weeks.
Correct.
Didn't we?
Yep. Loved it.
Yes. Well, listeners, we're here to tell you that the second series of the Horn Section TV show is coming out at some point, and we think it is good. Really good. So to let you know what you're in store for, here's a song we wrote when we were mucking around when we were doing a take. It's called Put Your Trousers in the Wash When They're Dirty. How does it go, Ed?
I can't remember.
No, but it'd be good to remember it, wouldn't it? Because it was the best, best song ever. How did it go?
I thought you were just about to play it in.
No, no.
Is it?
I was trying to remember it recently and I couldn't remember it, but I thought maybe Ed would remember it if I put it in the podcast.
Were we all? I don't have no recollection of this.
You were on the other side of the studio.
The cool guys on our side of the studio were singing Put Your Trousers in the Wash When They're Dirty. And it went like this, a little bit like this.
I can't remember it.
Yeah, you can.
I can't.
Yeah, you can.
It was only 6 months ago, surely.
No, it was series one.
Come on, Ed. Come on.
No, I can't remember.
If Ed remembers that, we'll put it in.
Ed, can you pretend you found it and just play any old shit? Bearing in mind, we're recording 7 podcasts this evening.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, the Horn Section TV show is back. Soon. Oh, sugar. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. Something terrible's happened. Ah, oh, that's so annoying. Bloody hell. Seriously, it's a nightmare. Damn it. Shucks. Ah, hell's bells. Please turn up some deep, melancholic music. You won't believe it. This was meant to be the potato episode. And we've all completely forgotten. We're going to have to wait till the next full moon on a leap year day till we can even table the meeting in which we can roll the dice to land on a six to give us permission to appoint a lawmaker to allow us to pick a date on which we might commence negotiations with the potato people to secure us another potential potato podcast. Holy moly, this is annoying. But do I know what would cheer you up? Yes, I do. It's some jokes and a game. Stop it, Ed. Ben, you've designed a game to feature some of our greatest jokes, haven't you?
I have. Shall we have the theme? Ed wrote a beautiful theme tune for it.
I think we should have the theme.
Let's have the theme.
That's the best bit of the podcast so far by my
incredible.
Very good. So how does the game work, Ben?
So my idea was we each write some jokes and we're going to tell our jokes in turn going around the circle and the rest of us can buzz in to guess the punchline. If you get it right, you win a point.
Not bad at all.
There it is. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Will wants to go first.
So I have to say the lead line. Is that
you say the lead
so
line.
You don't we do have the punchline, right?
We buzz in for the punch. You stop. Stop prior to the punchline. Yeah,
okay. What did the youngest of the piglet siblings wear?
I'm getting close. Yeah. No, not even quite work.
Come on, Alex.
Oh, why me? Just a professional comedian.
Yeah.
Can you give us a clue? Where is it?
Yeah, what part of the body are they wearing?
Anything. What would the youngest sibling of the little piglets wear?
I'm thinking runt. Is there anything to do with the word runt?
Think more about what the youngest sibling would wear.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, in a family of pigs.
Well, ignore the pigs for now.
Okay.
Is it somebody like clothes pigs?
Nappies.
Like clothes pigs.
Yeah, but what would the youngest one wear?
Little clothes pigs.
Nappies.
Well, what would the youngest get?
Hand-me-downs.
Oh, hand-me-downs!
Yay!
Hand-me-downs.
I still don't get it. Oh, ham.
Ham.
All right. Hand-me-downs.
Very good. Yeah, okay, yeah. We move around the circle. We move around to Ed.
Did anyone get a
one
point?
One each might be enough. No. Yeah, well, I think one each is probably, but we'll save it for next time. Maybe.
It's over to Ed.
Yeah. Oh, we're sticking with this music. I think we should, yeah.
Why did Bernie Taupin fall out with the Beatles?
Now, Bernie Taupin is the Elton John's writer.
Yeah.
Right.
Lyricist. So is it a Elton John title?
something, was it Elton?
That's what I'm thinking.
Something like Elton John Lennon, like joining the.
I reckon it might be.
Something to do with the Yellow Brick Abbey Road.
Can you give us a clue like he did?
That's too clever.
Is it to do with an Elton John song?
No.
No,
no, it's not.
A Beatles song?
Nope.
No. Okay. Is it just a fact?
You misunderstood the whole thing.
You misunderstood the game completely.
You're going to have to give us a clue, Ed.
I can't give you a clue without giving it away.
Bloody hell.
Just say the lead line again.
Why did Bernie Taupin fall out with the Beatles?
Tell us.
Because he knelt on John.
Good.
That is really good. That is very good.
Excellent.
In Elton John. Yeah, good joke.
That's great.
I like that. It's really good, yeah.
I think my joke is not as good as that, but it's gettable. I think this is going to be a race.
Go.
Mine's gettable.
Up we go, please. Up we go, will it?
They all seem gettable when they're yours.
Which footballer makes the best burgers? It's gettable.
Ledley Burger King.
Lovely.
But incorrect.
Incorrect. But that would work.
Yeah.
It's no better than that.
Okay. Shall we move on then?
No, I think two of you will say this.
Me and Mark.
Yeah. It's the footballer that even the drummer has heard of.
Jesus.
Oh, Neville Southall.
Ian Rush.
No, so it's still a pun on burgers. It's not just the name of a footballer. So Ledley Burger King was exactly the right lines. Who's the most famous footballer in the world?
Messi.
No.
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo McDonaldo. Ronaldo McDonaldo. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Just say it in one. Say it in one as if you're on stage on a stand-up gig. Go.
Hey, guys, which footballer makes the best burgers? Maybe. Ronaldo McDonaldo.
I think it's really good.
Yeah. It is good.
Mark's turn.
I don't think it was gettable, though.
What's the best town for breakfast Benedict in Surrey?
Egham! Yes! Yes! 1 point.
Where does the Dalai Lama go at the end of a long day?
What's his main thing?
What's his main thing?
for a Dalai down.
Oh,
I guess that's probably better. Where would he go for his lie down?
In bed. But
Tibet.
Oh, Tibet.
Tibet. Tibet.
He goes to Tibet.
For a Dalai down in Tibet.
Tibet. Yeah. Lie down, yeah.
Wow.
That's how better, isn't it?
Ben, I'm tempted to say, let's have another one of them in episode 6.
Yeah, let's do this.
I think.
Yeah.
It's good fun, wasn't it?
It is good fun.
Bloody brilliant game.
Well, I still haven't done mine yet.
Yeah, go on, Ben.
No, it's all right. We'll just do it. Yeah.
We'll save that maybe for later. Episode 7, I think.
Good game, guys.
Go on then, Ben. Big build up.
Okay. Why did the bankrupt butcher spend his last pound on a French sausage?
I like this.
So we know French sausages, saucisson. The bankrupt butcher
spent his last pound on a French sausage.
Bankrupt. It's nothing to do with the stakes being too high. So that's not that old joke. It's a new joke, is it?
Got
it. Is it something to do with sausage on, yeah?
No.
Ah. Okay. A French sausage.
I keep forgetting the lead line, to be honest.
So
say
again.
Why did the bankrupt butcher spend his last pound on a French sausage?
Are the profit margins higher on French sausages than
all
the others?
That's so not a fact.
It was not a fact.
He could then become less bankrupt. No, it's not.
Is there any French in the answer at all, mate?
Yes.
There is French.
Yeah, you've got to think of a French sausage.
French.
Merguez?
No.
Ah, French sausage knowledge.
Famous.
Oh, Toulouse. So he didn't Toulouse too much or something. He didn't want to lose. He did want to lose.
He had nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Oh. Boom.
He had nothing to lose.
That's excellent.
Nice stuff.
Can you say the whole joke, Brent?
Why did the bankrupt butcher spend his last pound on a French sausage? Because he had nothing to lose.
Oh, lovely.
Everyone shush, 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 please. Fingers on lips. Guys, have you heard of the show Black Beauty?
No.
It's a drama about a horse with nice music. Well, Joe here has uncovered the words to that music.
Oh, thank God.
And as a going-home present, I'm going to sing those words to you now.
Oh, actually, the version I sent you isn't quite right, Alan, I don't think.
Cool. Well, listeners...
It's not far off, though.
I'll be saying you want to sing it.
Well, to be honest, every time I have sung it, I can't make it fit to the music.
Oh, that's why I changed it. Yeah.
Oh, really? Do you want to annotate my script?
Yep.
Okay. If you could just play put Your Dirty Trousers in the Wash.
Put Your Dirty Trousers in the Wash.
Ah, yeah.
It's weird we can't get back on the telly, isn't it?
It's coming now, it's coming. Dirty Trousers is coming. Put your trousers in the wash when they're dirty. Put your trousers in the wash when they're dirty. Put your trousers in the wash when they're dirty. Put your trousers in the wash when they're dirty. Put your trousers in the wash when they're dirty. Put your trousers in the wash when they're dirty. Oh, put your trousers in the wash when they're dirty. And put your trousers in the wash when they're dirty. Trousers, 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 dirty, 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 dirty trousers. Put your trousers in the wash when they're dirty. Put your trousers in the wash when they're dirty. Put your trousers in the wash when they're dirty. And put your trousers in the wash when they're dirty. And stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything's all right, isn't it?
Oh, God, you remembered that.
4 weeks.
That gives the whole episode a really nice kind of contour. Arc. Yeah.
Contour.
That's some really nice music.
Buy us quite enough time. Have you finished, Joe?
It's very neat. You're going to be able to read this very easily.
Shall I sing it? Because I know it.
Yes, but yes. You also have to play the trumpet, so good luck.
Oh, do I?
Okay. Do you want me to play the trumpet?
It's not going
to
work, is it?
Oh, well, Ed can play on the piano, can he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you sing it.
He must have a trumpet sound on the...
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's another those. 20 minutes.
It's the longest podcast we've ever done.
So, listeners, Joe is going to sing the words he's written because they're quite difficult, too difficult for me, and Ed is going to play the trumpet on his piano.
Oh, what? No, I'm not.
One, two, three. Horsey, oh, that is such a lovely horsey. I can see it has got really strong back legs and really strong front legs. Horsey, oh, that is such a lovely horsey. I'm sure that horse will win a race. I would like to lick that horse's face. I would like to lick that horse's face.
Did Molly write this?
That took me hours, honestly. You wouldn't believe. No, it took about 30 seconds.
No, I thought that was good. And I think you did sing it a lot better than I ever could. Hey, Ed.
Yes, Alex.
I think we've got time for a movie quote.
Ooh, that's lucky, because I've got one prepared just for this podcast.
Hit the theme tune.
Oh, I wish I knew how movie quotes sound in a song. Songs made from quotes. Quiz!
Right then, Ed, tell us about the movie.
No, I can't.
No?
That's how the game works.
Oh, is it? I've never understood
maybe,
it.
Maybe for a change, we'll just listen to it and nobody will guess, and then you can guess at the end if you want, rather than ruining the brilliant music.
Oh, he's got a fade on this one.
Yeah. It's actually, this is... If
have you peaked?
I think I might have.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna it can't it. Be better than... maybe it can.
So no guesses, just silent.
No, let's just...
Absorb. Yep. Guess at the end.
You can transcribe it.
You're a fiscal, you're really, really funny. You're really funny. What do you mean I'm funny? It's funny, you know. It's a good story, it's funny. You're a funny guy. What do you mean? You mean the way that I talk?
What?
It's just, you know. You're just funny, it's funny. You know the way you tell a story. And everything funny, how it's funny about it.
Tommy, no,
you got it all wrong. Oh, Anthony, he's a big boy, he knows what he said. What did he say? Funny how,
just
what,
just
you know, you're funny.
Just
what?
What?
Just, you know, you're funny.
Just
what?
That'll do.
Just, you know, you're funny.
You're funny.
It's Goodfellas.
Well done, Mark.
Well done, Mark.
10 points to Mark. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that really is nearly the end of the podcast. Well done, Marky. Well done, Willie. Well done, Eddie. Well done, Benny. And well done, Joe Auckland. Joe Walker, you've been an angel in human form. And to the listeners all around the world, I want to say this. Goodbye! But we have got bonus content today because a lovely listener has done a cover of one of our songs, guys.
Ooh.
Yes, Richard Moore has done a cover of our songs. You know Richard Moore?
The Richard Moore?
Yes, the one who works at https://www.gov.uk/government/people/Richard/Moore. Actually, it's not that one, but do look him up.
It's not that one.
No, this guy is a sound and mastering engineer based in Thornton, Cleveleys, Lancashire. He runs and arranges music for a community choir in nearby Blackpool and also teaches singing, keyboard, and ukulele.
Ukulele.
Who's that? Ukulele in schools when he's not restoring and mastering material for record labels. And this is his cover of Less Is More.
I'm gonna sing a special song. It's not too short and not too long. A simple tune, a simple guy, a cheeky wink, a humble smile. The secret of a song like this is keep it brief, don't take the piss. I'll sing my song, won't hang around, make my point, then sit back down. Because less is more, don't be a bore. You don't want to make your own throat sore. Keep it short and sweet, like Danny DeVito. Try not to boost your own ego. No need to say the same thing twice, just say it once, don't say it twice. Don't complicate things musically, just add a voice or maybe three. A pinch of bass, some finger clicks, and try out your production tricks. Add some extra harmonies, and sing a line in Cantonese. Xiao Zhu Ji Yo means less is more. Deja vu means we have seen it before. Try not to stray, just sing your refrain. But make sure you chuck in a key change. Key change.
less is more. Make love, not war. Spread out your wings, let your body soar. So come on, you men, take a deep breath and then it's time for an old-fashioned key change again. Because less is more, and don't you ignore an audience who wants an encore. Just remember to stop while you're still on top. You don't wanna let the momentum drop. So when you are sure, shut up shops and the door. You know what they say, leave them wanting.
Do send in your own covers. You might get on the podcast. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.